Chapter 10. Competition Day. The registration hall was full of parents, teachers, and students. As Layla and Baba waited in the registration line, Layla started to worry. Everyone else in the line had a large number on the front of their shirt. "Why don't I have a number?" she thought to herself.
"Is everything okay?" asked Baba. "Don't worry about all the people here. You have a great robot."
"It's not that," said Layla, "but there might be another problem. I didn't listen when Mr. Gilvary was talking about the papers for registration," she thought. "Maybe they're important." "What's your name and the name of your school?" asked the lady sitting behind the registration desk. "Layla Karim Abdel Hafiz Hussein, or just Layla Hussein, and I'm from MMGS. Are you in any of the larger teams?"
"No, I'm here by myself, in a team of one," Layla said proudly. But inside, she was beginning to have a bad feeling in her stomach. The lady looked at all the names on her paper. When she got to the bottom of the page, she looked at the other side, but she could not find Layla's name anywhere.
She said, and then started again. "Maybe it's under Layla and not Hussein." After a few minutes, she asked,
"Did you send your registration papers in time, Layla? I can't find your first name or your last name, and I've checked all the schools."
Layla shook her head. She could not speak.
"I didn't send any registration papers," she thought, but she did not want to tell her. This could not be happening.
"I'm not sure," Layla said. "My school has known about this for weeks. Maybe you can ask Mr. Gilvary."
"Ah, Mr. Gilvary," the lady said, smiling. "I'll check with him. Now, do you need anything?"
"Yes, I need to be near a pump or an air hose."
The lady looked at her plan of the building.
"You'll be at the back of the hall. There's an air hose there. Here's your table number."
She gave Layla a small card with the number 895 on it. "Go inside and get ready."
"Layla, did you register for the competition?" asked Baba in a low voice as they walked away from the registration desk. Layla shook her head. She did not want to talk.
Inside the competition room, there were lines and lines of tables. Groups of students from different schools were around each table, all talking quietly. Layla was both worried and excited. It did not matter what happened next. This was why she was at MMGS. This was a real adventure. She and Baba walked past lots of different inventions. There were walking plants and even a lamp that talked. Layla's table was big, and when Baba put the Huggy Bears on it, it still looked empty. Layla found the air hose and tested the actuator arms. They all worked without any problems. Now, she just had to wait. Layla and Baba sat down, but it was not long before she saw Mr. Gilvary walking towards her. He was with a man and a woman who both looked important.
"Mr. Gilvary," she said happily, jumping up. She was excited to show Mr. Gilvary the final version of her Huggy Bears. But as soon as she saw his face, she stopped being excited.
"Layla,"
Mr. Gilvary was not smiling.
"This man and woman work for the GDT. They've come to me because we can't find your registration. If you haven't registered, you can't compete."
Mr. Gilvary's face was as red as his beard.
Do you remember that I asked you to register some time ago? Said Mr. Gilvary. Did you register? Show them your registration papers.
Layla's stomach dropped past her feet. She started to play with her hijab.
How can I tell them that I've made a big mistake? She thought. I'm sure that they'll ask me to leave MMGS now.
I'm sorry, but it looks like my daughter hasn't completed the registration papers, Baba said, standing up. Can she still be in the competition? We've worked very hard on this design, and it's a very interesting invention. Edible actuators.
That does sound quite interesting, the GDT woman said before looking at the man next to her.
Layla's heart jumped.
But do they like my idea enough to allow me to compete? She thought.
The man shook his head. I'm sorry, but if you haven't registered a team, you can't compete. The only thing that you can do is to join another team from MMGS and put your designs together.
The GDT woman checked all the names on her clipboard.
All the teams from MMGS are full, she said, except for Mr. Peter Cox's team.
You have until the beginning of part two of the competition to decide, said the GDT man. Then you can either join Mr. Cox's team or you must leave the competition.
They turned round and left.
No, 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 said Layla. She sat on the ground and started to cry loudly. But there were many strange noises in the hall, and nobody noticed.
Layla, we'll find an answer, said Baba, looking down at Layla.
Then he spoke to Mr. Gilvary.
I don't know what to say, he said. I did tell Layla to register, said Mr. Gilvary, but I'm sorry that I didn't check. She'll have to join Peter Cox's group or go home. I love your daughter's work, he continued, but there's nothing that I can do.
Then he walked away.
Let's go outside and get some air, Baba said.
Outside, Baba bought them both ice cream, which they sat on a bench eating.
Okay, you've got a problem, Baba said.